Cause ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. Two low-down G, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fade this. But back to the lecture at hand.
Back to the lecture at hand.
And we back, and we back, and we back.
Sure, it's been, for some of you, it could be a week, 2 weeks. But the last time we recorded, it was about last month. And I guess the lecture at hand is simple. There's been many times in my life, for instance, I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I probably have. Yemi and I, at a certain age, had to go our separate ways. We had to figure out who we were going to be in this world, on our own, siloed from one another, figuring out what is being Giwa, but not, you know, Giwa as in the collective or the whole.
I'm trying to make this sound really deep.
Not really.
Okay.
But people venture out, right? We both went to PWIs. I played sports. She crossed the sorority. So we both found our identity in different things. Now, you know, with those paths, journey, avenue, whatever you like to call it, people have to branch out for themselves, right? They have to figure out a way to get to places and experience these things for themselves. I've had plenty of experiences in college, some that I like to speak about, others that I don't really care about. Same with Yemi.
One thing about it, I have a story for a story.
Exactly. College was a time, right? But that's not really what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the journeys we took. For myself, multiple trips, South Padre, PCB. Then I went on a whole college tour my last month. Basically didn't even go to school, really.
Go to class.
Go to class, right? Same shit. And then I graduated. And then I visited Yemi, which some might say was my first time traveling by myself.
Oh.
See, you'll learn when I get to the end of my story. So I traveled Yemi. I traveled to Yemi.
Right.
I think
for
it was
homecoming.
For a homecoming of your senior year. And Yemi was trying to go out with a bang. I mean, I don't know how she was in Iowa, but it seems like it was a very lit weekend.
It was. That was probably like one of the more lit weekends that I've had.
Oh, yeah, that was
hot. In the whole 4 years that I was at the University of Iowa. Not just that semester. The whole 4 years.
Right.
I was at the University of Iowa. It was pretty memorable.
It was great. That's where if you ever happen to have my Snapchat back in the day, because you know I'm too grown to have Snapchat now. It's just kind of ridiculous.
There's certain people,
but
that
it's
have
not
it
my portion. You know what? I'm not gonna be ageist. Anybody can use Snapchat.
Right.
I just feel like I'm on to other things, and those apps are childish to me.
They just don't serve you.
They never did, to be honest with you. But I'm not really.
I don't use Snapchat either anymore.
But this is when I had a famous saying that I did for about 3-4 years.
Hold on, what was it? Let me see if I remember.
TLC.
Oh yes. What did it stand for?
Turn up, liquor, craziness. Hey, one thing about me is I'm good with my acronyms.
Yeah, I just roll my eyes.
I'm really good with my acronyms. You know what I'm saying?
I just roll my eyes.
So for it catches on. The funny thing is my acronyms catch on. Remember when
with who?
Everybody, bro.
Who be saying them?
You know how many times when I used to do the always eating good? You know
that's
how
not
many,
an acronym though, but that has caught on. That has caught on. The R&B thug, Trinidad Deji. You do have some things that like keep that catch steam.
Yeah, and I the thing about me is that I always change when it catches too much traction. I probably should stick to it, but that's besides the point.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that that was my first quote unquote solo trip. I was traveling to see Yemi. At a weekend that was love. You know what I'm saying? It was great to be around nothing but black people.
Which is crazy.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, there
because
wasn't
it's a
lot.
PWI.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of black people. I think it was like 1 or 2% of the time, 1 or 2% at my school. Maybe less than. It was actually,
I think the highest we had was like 3.3%.
We had actually more international students than we had African American students. And I was like, that's a damn shame.
Very, very sad.
But I circle back to say that was my first trip traveling somewhere by myself, right? Just to Iowa on the bus.
I was going to say, even though you met me there.
Yeah, I met you there. Yeah. But now to lead into what we're going to be talking about today. That was my first instance, but traveling by myself. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't the first time where I actually got to experience the world without a friend, you, right? Anybody that I knew.
Why you say a friend, you? I am a friend. So,
but you're my sibling. It's a different. It's a different.
Be specific.
It's a different category. That's what I'm saying. So I got my homies, right, and then I have Yemi, which is a different tier. There's really not a tier.
I'm in a tier on my own.
Sure, you
it's
can have that.
Yemi.
It's Tunde and Yemi.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I give you that one.
Yeah.
And then everybody else.
Sure. Most definitely. But come this time around, newly got a new job in May.
Ooh. Congratulations, by the way.
Appreciate you.
You know, Deji's been trying to act like very humble, as he should be, because, you know.
I've actually been more humble than I should, because I really haven't been.
You deserve to brag. But what you're going through, what you went through, you deserve to brag. You deserve to.
Maybe.
It's not even brag, but you deserve to live in your accomplishments.
I guess.
And I think, as we'll get into this, we'll get into the things. I really think that's why, you know, we did what we did. What are we talking about? Because we deserve to live in our accomplishments. We were never really taught to bask in greatness and good things that happen. Like when we graduated from either high school or college, this is a celebratory occasion. Somehow the people in our family, mostly our father, found a way to make it feel like less of something to be celebrated.
It was an accomplishment. I mean, I remember when we were talking about when I graduated from high school, and this man was like, why were you not in the top, da da da? And I was like,
when we were in college too, he was complaining because you didn't make the summa cum laude
or whatever. And I was like,
I made thank you latte that I graduated.
My last year at my college, I was really just counting down the days. Like after football had ended, I was like, look, dog, I am done, bro.
After my knees crossed, I was just.
The culture shock that I had going in, I was tired of it. I don't even want
to.
I just, you know, you get acclimated. And this is the one thing I'll say. I'm always an individual. But when you are surrounded by something 24/7, you have no option but to acclimate in order to, you know, make the situation enjoyable. And I'm not saying I didn't enjoy my college experience, but there's some things that I missed. You know what I'm saying? But Shombo,
to the point.
Shombo. So, like I said, I started a new gig about in May.
Uh-huh.
And I mean it's big, I guess, for the family. I guess it's big for somebody my age and what I'm doing currently. It's just a blessing, right?
Amen.
And I've been very humble. Like, I haven't really gone out that much. I've really been keeping to myself. I
haven't really told nobody about it.
Nah, except the people that I really care about, keep a solid 100. And honestly, I haven't acted like anything has changed. And I think some habits have changed, right? Like me not going out as much, and like maybe I feel like part of that is just because I don't want to fuck it up, right? Like, you know, I'm so used to the downside of like, okay, when is it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That I haven't really been present in the moment to, you know, like really enjoy what I've accomplished.
How are you going to fuck it up on a Friday though? You got to work on Saturday morning?
No, I don't have to. You know, my schedule, I mean, I've been very, I mean, and I'll say this, all standard to the measure.
Huh? The fuck?
It's a saying that I have.
What the fuck you be saying?
So basically all it means, all things to the norm. This job.
All things considered. Deji, use the things that people say.
Fine.
Try to start fetch. Try to make fetch happen.
Because I'm a trendsetter. You know this. All things considered.
Okay.
this job is very much in line to who I am, like how I get to start my day, how I get to lead my day.
We haven't even told y'all what we're talking about today.
Yeah, exactly. So. Let's just start it off like this. I'll say this job is a blessing. I'm hustling and bustling, but I think the first part of like me actually enjoying and trying to celebrate myself is the first step I took, which I've been saying this for like the last 3 years, is I need to take a solo trip.
Okay.
Now,
today's episode is about
solo trips. Yes. It took us a minute to get there. Yes. I apologize.
And I just wanted to get there before he goes off on another tangent.
I'm not going to go on that. So this episode is about solo trips.
Yeah.
I took my first solo trip this year, and the best part is it wasn't on me, right? Ooh. I planned my trip based on when I had to be out there for the company, and they paid for it.
And that's why he was talking about the job.
Correct.
The job. Yeah,
the job ties into, right, the hotel.
Yeah.
And it actually timed up really perfectly because that weekend, the Warriors won the finals, right?
Right.
And it still would have been
beautiful.
They won before. But yeah. If they hadn't have won, I still would have gone to game 7.
Yeah.
So I was like, either way, I'm winning.
Yeah.
Right. So I had gone there on Saturday.
Who did they play?
They played the Celtics, Yummy. Come on. It was literally like...
Wait, didn't the Celtics have a better record? The game 7 would have been in Boston.
No, it would have been in... It would have been in
San Fran.
Yeah, it would have been in San Fran. And I would have paid that ticket. I don't care if it was $800 or $1,600.
That's an experience that you definitely have to be
at. Exactly.
But isn't that how divine intervention works? Like, you literally ended up in San Francisco because of your job the same weekend or the same time period that the Warriors were playing in the finals.
And anybody that knows me,
you're the biggest Warriors fan.
I wouldn't say the biggest Warriors fan, but I am definitely a big fan of Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. I say it all the time, there's very few light-skinned people that I actually celebrate.
Discriminative.
I'm not being colorist. I'm just saying that light-skinned people have gotten so much rep in this new generation, because if we go back to the 90s, dark skin was the thing to
it
be.
It was in.
So now you have these light skin, ambiguous. I'm not jealous. I feel like people forget that, like, being black is black, right? So you and the shades of black, it doesn't matter. But don't make another shade of black feel less than.
Okay.
Right. But that's besides the point. Like Yemi said, divine intervention, right?
Yeah.
What you don't know is that my life before this had been pretty chaotic, right? Like going through a whole bunch of bullshit at my job, them saying whatever they wanted, da-da-da, had to leave the company, da-da-da, and then I come.
Yeah, da-da-da.
Yeah, of course, because it doesn't matter how I got there. Come there, got the job, got to chill for a little bit, and then while I got the job, was able to travel a little bit. Right. But then the first time I went out there, like Yemi said, divine intervention, right? Like, Warriors won the championship, so I got to see a parade. When I was out there, like, the food scene was crazy. Like, everything was paid for, so I was really just living off the fat of the land.
They paid for your food, too?
Yeah, when it was, like, every day. So people were there all weekend. And my team is very small. It's, like, 6-7 individuals. But the company itself is growing rapidly. So I got there Saturday and Sunday. That's the only days I had to pay for anything.
Okay.
Monday, and I could have expensed it if I wanted to, but I wasn't trying to, you know, do all that stuff in the first time. It's literally the second month.
I was going to say, you just started. You're still trying to get in where you fit in.
Exactly. So
one thing about me, I'm going to run up the bill regardless.
Monday, Tuesday.
I could start on Tuesday. Exactly. On Wednesday, I'm getting that company credit card.
Exactly. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, though.
Everything was on them.
Cool. And the thing about it is, though, like, if I had a corporate card, I could expense everything, but that's not, it was on my credit card, so I was being whatever. But, you know, went out there, had a lovely time, met some people, hung out with some people besides my coworkers. Saw some sea lions, was under the golden. Like, I was really having the time of my life, right? Like,
hot boy summer.
I wouldn't say hot boy because it was actually cold as hell. Northern California, dumb cold, bro. Like, literally, like, I was there in late May, early June. No, it was early, whatever that was. And it was like 60, 70 degrees.
Yeah, it was June.
June something.
Because I think it was literally right after we got back from Philly. Was that the last trip we went on?
Beforehand? Yes, it was.
Right, it was we right went, after Philly.
No, it was DC, I thought.
No, it was Philly. Philly was after DC. But like, it was like you were probably home for like a couple days or a week or so. And then,
not even. I was really maybe home for like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. And then we went or we were coming back from Philly and you went to, yeah, San Francisco.
So yeah, we did that.
Let me just interject. I love when Deji goes on trips because he's not here.
That's fine, because I do the same thing. Like, sometimes I feel like I forget what it is, what it feels like to live alone, yeah. Right? Because it's, I
or
tell
just
people
to live like with yourself, not like live alone, but like being able to just like be with yourself.
No, I'll say live alone, because our parents are really not here that often.
But their presence is still known when they are here. So like just being able to just be like with yourself,
yeah,
is something that we don't really get to feel that often, because yeah, we live with other people.
And I tell people this all the time. And one thing I realized about like when I traveled by myself, and we'll soon get to Yemi because she traveled somewhere even better than I did. I just went to San Francisco. She went international.
Not you telling my business.
I'm not telling your business. That's why I said. One thing I learned is that like, because I always tell people this. I'm like, the moment I live alone, like nobody will see me unless I really want them to see me. And that's not like me being like crass. Like when I want to not be seen, I will never be seen. And people will be like, yeah, what's really going on with Deja? You good? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. But being,
people ask that now.
Of course.
They'd be like, what's going on with Deji?
Because
like,
I really haven't been outside.
Not even that, just because you're weird.
That's true.
What's going on with Deji?
That's true.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out myself, and I leave it to me.
Yeah, that's true. Because I'm always trying to figure out who I am, like what's going on with me.
And we're continuously evolving. So
exactly.
Self-reflection is always good.
But the thing that I love, like nobody's going to tell me, like other people, they hang out with other people because like they can't be there by themselves, right? Like that's why people begrudgingly, or they always are in a relationship, or they always have roommates. One thing about myself is I love being by myself. Like right. I like, it's crazy because like when you were gone, Yemi, I was literally talking to myself, like having full blown conversations in the room with myself. Some might call it crazy, but I just call it therapeutic. Like that's the thing about me. I will literally be standing up, doing whatever I'm doing, and I'll be like, hey, yo, G, why do we do this? Why do we, like, I'll break it down, like, da-da-da, all these things. And it's that privacy that you have. That's why I said, like, our parents be home and their presence be known, but not really. Like,
not really. They do their own thing.
Like, when I was be alone during the day and all that, like, it's just, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, our older brother always says that people move out literally so they can walk around naked
and have sex.
All those things I really don't care about.
All things considered. Or what did you say? Standard
all
of living?
All things to the norm.
What did you say before that?
Damn, what did I say? I say it all the time.
You don't even know what the fuck you said.
I don't
all things considered. Both of those do sound like a great time.
Right. But let's not. I told you where I went and how that experience affected me.
Yeah.
So now let's ask Yemi. Yemi.
Yes,
Deji. Yemi, you also took a solo trip.
I did. Absolutely.
Where to?
I went to Montego Bay, Jamaica. Yeah, man.
Say Montego or Montango?
Montego.
Or Montango?
Montego.
Okay, Montego Bay.
Montego Bay.
It's definitely Montango. Tego? Montego? Montego.
You're doing this on purpose.
Anyways.
You're doing that on purpose.
Anyways. Montego Bay. How was the experience?
I had a great time. I had a blast. At first I was a little bit upset, not necessarily upset, but just a little bit like disappointed or a little less than content, just because this was my first time leaving the country. One, I always told myself the first time that I go international, it needs to be home. And so it needs to go to Nigeria, but circumstances have not allowed us to go to Nigeria yet, but we definitely will be making our way there.
Okay.
So that's the first part. The other part was that, like, when I finally touched down and I was, like, talking to the guests and the staff and things like that, everybody was like, you traveled all the way by yourself? And I'm like, yeah, why not? I can afford it. I literally, first things first, on my list of things that I wanted to do this year, not necessarily like a New Year's resolution or anything, but just, like, some things that I wanted to accomplish. I made a list. I think there's like 8 things on the list. I was working up to 10, but 8 is great. One of them was like planning a successful birthday trip. I did not know what I wanted to do with my birthday, but I just knew that this year I wanted to do something because that's just what I wanted to do. I called up my travel agent literally a month before.
Was it worth it?
What was worth it?
The travel agent. Was the travel agent worth it?
I don't even know what her fees are.
Me neither. That's why I'm saying, is it worth it? Is this not something that you could have done and booked yourself?
Probably, because she didn't really like help me with my flight or anything, which she's supposed to. But because we be waiting to the last minute, that doesn't really
get included. No, you be waiting to the last minute. On international trips?
So, yeah. A month before, literally, I was like, damn, let me call her. I picked up the phone. I was like, Julia. She's like, what? I said, I want to take a trip for my birthday. I was like, no, first of all, I was like, you're going to hate me. And she's like, why? What? I said, I want to take a trip for my birthday. She's like, when is it? I'm like, it's next month. She was like, you're going to kill me. We ended up finding something, working it out, and I ended up being on a resort. But yeah, so while I was there, everyone kept asking, like, you came for your birthday? And I was like, yeah. Or you came by yourself? I was like, yeah, my birthday is on Friday because I got there on a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh. Da, 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 da. But everybody was so nice, so friendly. Of course, you have the first apprehensions of traveling out of the country by yourself as a woman because you know what would be happening with the people. I honestly felt safe. The duration of my trip, I don't think there was a time where... Of course, like there are certain instances where you're hyper aware, but for the most part, I was chilling. That was honestly, I think for me, that was like we were talking about before. It's just now we are seeing a little bit of the fruits of our labor. Like a lot of the work that we're putting in or we've been putting in, we're now at the point where we can enjoy a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing. I wasn't necessarily going because I wanted to celebrate myself. I just wanted to go to Jamaica.
I mean, but you did. It's a birthday trip. What else are you doing but celebrating yourself?
Yeah. I was on an all-inclusive resort, so I was drinking a lot. I don't even know. I should have kept track. But I had a lot of fun. Met some people. I became friends with all the staff. They all follow me on Instagram now. So it was fun.
That's what's up. So what would you say that... What was the highlight of the trip? I'm going to ask all the typical questions that anybody
asked. What was the highlight of the trip? Just being in Jamaica on my birthday. I'm a Cancer, so we love the water. I was literally on the beach. My hotel was connected to another hotel. That was... Well,
I'm a Sagittarius.
Are they fire signs or are they earth signs? No, they are fire signs because Earth is Capricorn. But yeah, I had a time. I think the best part of it was just going on a trip and being able to control the thermostat without Deji telling me that it's too hot. That was the best part. But honestly, I'm gonna keep it a buck. I was really trying to go on a vacation, but you need a bae to go on a vacation, and I don't got no bae. So that's really why I was like, I'm gonna just go by myself right now. Hopefully, you know, anything can happen. But right now, and even then, because this was a month ago, mm-hmm. or it wasn't a month ago, it was a couple weeks ago. But I was just like, I would prefer to go by myself instead of going with someone, like instead of going with Deji when I know it's supposed to be a vacation. And the way the hotel room is set up, they want you to be in there fucking. Like they have like romantic lights, they have a tub, they have a shower that has like a bench. And the water comes from the top.
That's funny.
His and her sinks. And the bathroom, the shower is in the middle of like the room kind of. And it's glass all the way around.
Yeah, so they want you to enjoy yourself. Scenic.
Yes, they got a balcony. Yeah. My balcony looked over to the sea. It was very romantical. And I was just in there loving myself as I should. Because it was my birthday.
All right. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Had the whole king size bed to myself.
It's wonderful.
Slept with the TV on. Just things I couldn't do if we went on the trip together.
Well, you sleep on with the TV on all the time, and I'd be annoyed as fuck.
Yeah, so, I do that when we're in the hotel room together.
So that's very frustrating because you need to turn that shit off. But that's neither here nor there. Can't even sleep with the TV on. Okay, so then you talked about the highlights. What's the lesson you learned while you were on your trip?
Like if I'm gonna do something, I don't even know if it's a lesson. It's just something I put together. Like if I'm gonna do something, do it. Like at this point in my life, like if it's something I want to do, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna stop letting fear get in my way. I think that's even just a lesson for the year, because I went for my birthday. That's, you know, time for reflection, right? So I think just reflecting on like fear and just like public perception, doubt. These are things that have clouded me in the past, have stopped me from doing things that I wanted to do. 2022 is a new year. I said, I'm going to go on this trip. I'm not going to listen to, you know, the worries of the people. I'm going to just try my best to stay safe. And I was able to do that. Also, I think the best part of the trip was when I went to this club with some of the girls that I met. I met like a group of girls that were, they're SG Rose, which is like another sorority, a part of the D9. And they were celebrating one of their pro fights birthdays. And I ended up like hanging out with them like the last night that I was there. And we went to like the strip club, which was whack. Terrible experience. I don't think I like strip clubs, to be honest. But either way, it was a terrible experience. And we ended up going to this like rooftop club that was like all open. It's like right by the beach or right by the water. So you can look over and see the water. They was playing good music. They had hookah. They had drinks. So that was really cool. We didn't do none of that shit because we came late. But I think like just even being there and seeing that, I was like, yeah, that's a vibe. So I probably need to go back to Jamaica. I really want to go back with like a group of people that I know.
That's the first thing you said.
Yeah, I was like, I want to go back with a group of people that I know I'm going to have fun with. Like, of course, like going by myself was fun. But like, if I have my people and I have my people who aren't afraid to spend a little money, we could have got a section there. We could have been, you know, having us a key. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Also, a highlight was being able to DJ in Jamaica.
I was wondering you were going to mention.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. Like, everything is an experience. So, I mean, I'm an international DJ now, period. Put that on my name. Put it in my bio on Twitter.
I seen it. Did you put it on your IG?
No.
Okay. Well. All right.
But it's all me and in me. If anybody wondering,
you definitely booking
in my bio.
Definitely. What was I about to say? So the trip to Jamaica. You. I wouldn't even say I guess if I had to pinpoint it, what has the time alone done for you?
In that 4 days that I was by myself?
Yeah.
Or just like being on a trip?
I mean, in general, there's things where you actually have time by yourself and you're not with somebody. There's things that you can dive into. Although you was probably teed.
Yeah, I was going to say, I spend most of the time drunk off the Irish cream.
Okay, so have you
off
been?
Off the rum cream, not the Irish cream, because I drink all the Irish cream. And then they start giving me rum cream.
So then how?
And I drank a lot of Jameson, so I couldn't even take no more shots. Because really, I was on green tea shots.
Okay.
And then green tea shots and like pina colada. I said, that's all I'm drinking. Pina colada, green tea shots. I drank all the Jameson. I was like, I'm not doing tequila because I'm going to be really fucked up. So I was like, okay, let me start doing the Irish cream. I drank all day Bailey's. They was like, get the rum cream, it's better. I said, okay, put it over ice. Or they was making me a lot of white Russians. But I was like, I don't want no coffee.
I have no idea what that is. What is a white Russian?
It's like a drink that they make with Irish cream and like coffee liqueur or some shit like that.
Gotcha.
It's really good. I was fucked up off of those two. And then on my actual birthday, I was just drinking everything. It was my birthday. I had like a pure white Hennessy shot because that's the day I went on the excursion. They said $15. I said, excuse me?
Your excursion was you driving in those little whatever majigs.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I didn't drive in anything. The excursion was when I went horseback riding. And
how was that?
That's
an empowering feeling. I feel very powerful.
It was cool. It wasn't that great, honestly, because the horses, like you go on a trail. So, you know, the horses just walk around all day. So you go to basically.
You had
just,
horses. I was.
Yeah, I was going slow. No, I wasn't doing no.
Yeah, I was getting.
It was very.
Like,
they were just walking very, very slow. So that was that. I mean, it was cool. It was an experience to have, whatever. But like they had us on a sugar plantation. I said, oh, so you want me to enjoy horseback riding where it was people, where the white folks was on horses beating the Jamaicans? Get me out of here. But, you know, they took us in the water with the horses. So that was cute. But like, honestly, it's just a lot of the things that I did would have been fun if I was with, you know, like someone else so I could experience, like, so we could share that experience.
Do you think that is important to travel with other people?
I don't think it's important. I just think that like that gives you it. You can do a lot of different things. Like when I went on the horses, that would have been fun to do, like, you know, with one of my friends or something like that. Or not you. I don't really think you would. Yeah. It wasn't like an intimate thing or anything. It was just kind of like, oh yeah, we're going to get on these horses.
I know.
And then as soon as they said we was on a plantation, I was like, oh, I'm turned off. Get me the fuck out of here. You paid $15 for a pure white Hennessy shot. I said, excuse me, let me go back to my Let me go back to my resort where it's free.
So how have you been after the trip? How's that affected you?
I've been cool.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been decent. Everybody's like, damn, you went to Jamaica. You've been outside. You've been everywhere.
Because you have been outside.
I have.
You definitely have been outside.
Ketchup mustard.
Terrible joke.
That was no joke. Just like a play on words. But yeah, I've been outside. So even when I was in Jamaica, Asia was like, make sure you get some rest. I wasn't sleeping at all. I would like go to bed at like 4 a.m. and then wake up at 8.
Yeah, you're tripping.
I couldn't sleep in. They on the same time zone.
You definitely could sleep in. What you mean?
I got there on Wednesday. Thursday, I had interviews, so I couldn't even sleep. Because the grind don't stop. You can't enjoy if you don't work. So I didn't have work, but I had interviews because I'm trying to get a new job.
It's a different form of work.
Yeah. Friday was my birthday, so I had to get up early to like get ready so I could do my excursion. Because the excursion was literally like damn near all day. I think I left at like 9:30, missed the bus. In Jamaica, when they say that the bus is coming at 9:15, they mean 9:15. I came downstairs at like, no, it was 9:10, which is so random. And I came downstairs at 9:14 and the bus was gone. I had to call the guy who booked it. I was like, the bus left me and it's my birthday. Tell him come back. So they came back and got me. But yeah, from like 9:30, I think I got back to the hotel at like 4 or 5. One of the bellboys, or like butlers they call them, like came to my room with shots. I took those. I was supposed to take myself out to dinner. Didn't even make it. Fell asleep in the room. Fell asleep, woke up, it wasn't my birthday anymore. I was like, damn. That's fucked up. But I had a good day. I just didn't have a good night because I fell asleep. I fell asleep through the night. I don't know if people called me to wish me happy birthday. I don't have no service. I couldn't use my phone, so, but I doubt it. Most mm-hmm. people just, everything is on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So,
nice.
Yeah, Deji refused to post me.
What do you mean I refused to post you? You are my star.
And you gave me like 5 videos?
I haven't, well, exactly. What more do you need? I'm not
the whole thing.
I'm not your man's, so I don't need to do
the whole thing. You don't have to be my man.
I did enough. I gave you 5 slot. I gave you 5 whatever joints on my IG for people to see.
We go everywhere together. You have more than 5 videos.
Do we go everywhere together? Or
now we don't because we talk about solo trips. But we're everywhere together.
Yeah, me. You're perfectly fine. I gave you 5.
Thank you.
So you'll be all right. What the hell?
Thank you.
It's called a healthy attachment. If I do more, it makes it seem like we have enmeshment issues, which means that like I can't function without you. So you got the shout out. You got your little 5.
Well, we definitely can if we showed anybody that we don't be attached at the hip.
Correct.
Which I think people probably thought, but we really don't.
I don't know. We don't act very similar. I don't see.
Oh, like, yeah, you be trying to buy my style.
Never in my life would I try to buy somebody
my style
who I was here first.
Okay, 18 months. You don't even remember that time.
And I've
tell me something that happened when you were 18 months old.
I was born. That's what happened. What do you mean?
Yeah, so that was Jamaica. Do you have any more questions for me on Jamaica?
Well, I'm just asking typical questions because you went on a solo trip. So
I did, and I went somewhere pretty exciting. Spent a bag at the gift shop buying shit for everybody. But honestly, I think it was just because I bought 2 bottles of alcohol.
Definitely because you bought the 2 bottles.
Yeah. Oh. I'm like, where did I spend all this money?
But why didn't they sell it to you in their currency?
Honestly, because Jamaica is such a big tourist place, I think they've converted their currency, or they made it to a way where like their money converts pretty easily to American money.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I didn't have to get Jamaica money until I went to the strip club.
That's going to be on any tourist spot you go to. I was actually asking about the conversion rate. Like, why would it be that expensive if Jamaica's dollar, which is the Jamaican dollar, is less than the U.S. dollar by a lot?
I think it's because they made it to where, like I said, like they know that a lot of their business is from tourism, so they've just kind of made it to where
it's just standard U.S. prices.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. That's all. Right.
The only time I got Jamaican money is when I went to a strip club.
Oh, the strippers only took Jamaican dollars?
I think so.
Okay, that's cool.
Weird experience.
Sure.
It's not a strip club. It's a club that has strippers. And there's no sitting room. So you're just standing, unless you get a section. which is why it made me feel like a club. They have women who walk around. They have two stripper poles. And then they have women who like walk around and pick up the money. So like you can make it rain on a stripper. Once you're done, somebody comes by and picks up all the money. So it was like a whole bunch of women. It was a whole, I mean, because mostly women go to strip club. Because mostly women travel to Jamaica. So it was like a whole bunch of women, because this is when I went with the friends that I met at the hotel. A whole bunch of women just like standing around, and the strippers will like walk up to you and try to like dance on you.
Okay.
Excuse me. And they'll like,
I mean, you like
touch
strip
you.
Clubs,
so. I don't. I really don't. I've been to three.
Right. So, I mean, you have to, you must gain some.
But I wasn't going to go. I was with my friends, and they was like, oh, we going to a strip club that I'm, the friends that
I
met.
Why do you think most women travel to Jamaica?
It's a nice place to be. Literally, I saw one white couple the whole time I was on my resort. And then the only time I really saw white folks for real, was when I went to my excursion. And it still wasn't really that many white people, honestly. Most of the people that travel to Jamaica are black folk, which is crazy. Because when you watch a lot of the marketing, you know, these commercials that they be having on, a lot of them pander to white people.
Because, I mean,
I think black people just now started traveling for real.
I was about to say, it's who had the money beforehand, right? Yeah. So, okay. Well, you got any questions? You good?
I don't have any questions. You were asking me questions.
Because, I mean, it's pointless to just talk about your solo trip and then not ask where you got engaged from it.
No, it was very engaging. I had a great time there. But I was ready to come home, to be honest.
If I was Yemi, the opposite would be like, it's very rude that you're not asking me questions. You're undermining me. But I don't really care.
Oh, that I didn't ask anything about San Francisco?
You don't have to ask me. It's okay.
You talked about it, though. You said
I've talked about it to you, but the audience.
Oh, yeah. Well, tell them about it. I mean, is San Francisco more exciting than Jamaica?
I don't know if it seems like you want to be in competition.
It's not about competition.
I'm joking.
It's not about being in competition. It's about...
It's a joke of jest. Relax.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to make it very clear.
No, I'm not trying to be shady. I didn't need you to ask me questions. I went to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I had a good time. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you went for work. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you was working. I was drinking.
Kind of, sort of.
I was drinking pina coladas.
Kind of, sort of. I was there on Saturday. Yeah, I mean, I was there for like five days.
Eating mussels.
I left on Friday. No, I left on Saturday. Honestly, I was there for a long time.
I think you left on a Friday or a Saturday.
Honestly, it don't matter. Honestly,
honestly, this summer, like, and maybe we'll do like a summer recap. I've been moving.
This summer, chilling. After last year.
Today is the one day that we have to record podcasts, and literally, three people hit me up like, what are you doing today?
Because you're a DJ. That's what you should expect from now on.
Yeah. Someone was like, are you spending somewhere today?
No. People are definitely going to ask you where the party is at. So, I mean, that's what you signed up for. As opposed to myself.
Oh, well, the party today is in my bed. I'm going to be sleeping so good.
This year has been very boring for me. And I like that because last year
was hectic.
Was chaos. Hectic. In every word of the sense. I've been chilling so hard. I forgot who I was for a second the other day.
Excuse me. Drinking on my rum cream that I brought back from Jamaica.
Yeah, so you think people need to hear you burp on the mic?
I want them to hear this.
They're not going to hear nothing.
Bought some rum cream back.
Yeah, that delicious. It look okay. Okay, so then let's go on. Let's move on to
the lactose and he can't drink it.
I tried it. It was okay. So anyways, stop with all that smacking on the mic, please. Yummy. Next segment.
Oh, are we done talking about the trips?
What else are we supposed to talk about? You ain't got no questions for me, and I asked you all the questions that you need to ask. Unless you want to talk about, do you want to do a disclaimer? I would say that everybody, you should travel somewhere by yourself once.
You should.
Most definitely.
You should.
You'll never really, and I'm always a big advocate for doing things for yourself, and I'm saying this in the most humblest and kind ways. If you don't know how to spend time with yourself, you'll never really understand what you want and what you need. So when you go out into this world and you try to be in relationships and you're not getting what you want, part of that is because you haven't spent time with yourself. So do yourself a favor. Take yourself a solo trip. Doesn't matter if it's to Jamaica or San Francisco. They're both as valid.
Local, domestic, or international is how you should, you know.
It's fine because, you know, they got the simile. You just did that. I guess what I learned in general, because, you know, I would hope Yemi would say something about I'm I'm this amazing woman, or like all these da-da-da things, or like I'm capable of doing anything I want to. That's what I was hoping to get out of you. But it's whatever. But my
like
trip.
That. I don't feel like that.
My trip was, to say the least, I got everything I needed out of it, right? I got to be who I envisioned myself being, like 5 to 10, or just future me, which is just, you know, I'm calm, cool, collective.
Yeah.
Everything comes to me. I handle it as it comes.
Yeah. I feel like your aura is like dad hat, Nike tech fits.
Oh, when I'm older?
Running shoes.
No, I feel like it's going to be a mix. I'll have that in my bag for sure, but I'll still always have the, like, what I have now, like the style that I have now.
Okay.
But yeah, you're right.
That's the vibe that I get from you.
Yeah, but it's.
What do you get from me? What's my vibe?
Just a bougie ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, I'm very bougie.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to be the type where you're not going to know that I got it, but you're going to feel like I got it.
You're going to know I got it because I'm going to let you know.
Yeah, I don't really care because, you know, I don't really wear designer now and I don't really care.
No, I don't care about designer. You just going to know that
it's on me.
What designer do I have?
The Telfies?
Yes, black owned.
What's the Brian, whatever?
Brandon Blackwood? Yeah, black owned. Black owned.
But that's still designer.
I'm supporting black businesses though. I'm not going to be walking around in Gucci and Hermes and
I don't know. You was about to buy Off-White.
Coach.
He's about to buy Off-White.
Yeah, but let's move forward. So, ghetto intellectual question for you.
Sure.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Nothing But a G Thing podcast. If you've been listening before, or if you are a new listener, we back with a Newsly ad. All we have to tell you is that Newsly is an audibly listening app where you can listen to podcasts like Nothing But a G Thing, but also many and plenty. You can listen in over 40 countries. And America, the greatest. That's a joke, clearly. All you have to do is go to newsly.me and download the app on iOS or Google Play Store, if that's your portion. Use the code GTHING, capital G, capital T, capital H, capital I-N-G. Use our code, get your first month free of a premium subscription. Now let's get to the show. So, I had it and I lost it. I forgot it. Hold on.
It's a beautiful thing about scripts. Can always reference them.
Just cut this part out. Oh, okay. Ghetto intellectual question for you. Follow me. If you found out after 1 year that the hospital that your baby mama had a baby at switched the babies at birth, would you continue to raise your baby or would you want to switch the babies? It's 1 year. So you might have an attachment to the kid. You might not.
I would switch the babies.
You would switch the babies?
Without question.
But you done took care of this baby for a whole year. It's not yours, so you wouldn't.
Well, if you're asking me, and I'm going to be very ghetto.
Yeah.
I'm not taking care of nothing.
What's ghetto?
Ghetto intellectual, which
okay.
You said.
Yes,
is,
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
that was
see, you, back in the day, you made a statement. I'm not taking care of nothing that's not mine.
And that's on period.
Point blank.
But somebody period. Else is taking care of your kid.
That's nice.
Okay. But you want to take care
but
of
But I've told
kid.
You this many times. I feel like.
People take care of kids that's not theirs all the time now.
And that's why.
You're not going to do it tonight. No, if you don't want to do it, I just have to return it back because I don't want to.
Excuse the interruption. But yeah, you said you're not taking care of nobody, kid. That's not yours.
Yeah, because I mean.
Well, your daddy took care of a kid that wasn't his.
Who? Okay, so I'm not. I'm going to say this. Actually.
Different circumstance.
I'm not even going to say different circumstance. I feel like in general. I'm going to put this the most kindest way possible because I know people got kids out there and everybody deserves a love in their life, the love of their life.
Right.
But me particularly, don't ask me to play daddy to nobody.
Uh-oh.
I feel like if your only way to be in a relationship is somebody who has a child.
Better off being single?
you're better off being single.
Yikes, that makes no sense. Your mama had a kid before.
But hold on, I said daddy. I said me.
Okay, you.
I specified myself. Okay. I'm not, and I'm. I'll
it's
say
not
this.
For everybody. Step parenting is not for everybody.
Definitely, I'm definitely because if that kid act up, as an adult, I have to make sure that kid is okay.
Yeah.
But I don't have to make sure that I don't have to treat. All I have to do is treat that child as a child, like if I was a camp counselor. After that, go to your mama or your daddy. That's not my problem.
So you switching the babies back at birth?
100%.
Okay. Okay, cool. That's interesting.
I even be thinking this when people be trying to act like they pets is they kids.
Oh, child. We'll save that conversation for another day because you're going to go off on a tangent.
I'm not going on a tangent.
We're just
going to
save that for another
day. One thing about me is if I have a chance, let me raise my own.
Yeah.
You know, we all have that obligation in life. Why would I want to take care of somebody, something that's not mine?
Okay. That's
and good.
Your ghetto intellectual answer is fuck them kids.
I mean, do I have any right now?
Fuck them kids.
Exactly. Do I have any right now?
Do you?
No. You know,
oh, mommy, I don't know what you're doing when you're not with me. You see me, I'll be gone. I'll be traveling. You could be doing anything.
I'd be chilling.
I called Deji. He was outside.
When was I outside?
When I called you when I was gone.
Where was I?
Blind Barber.
Oh, yes. But that's because my friend dragged me outside the house. See, I've been in the cup for so long, my friend had to drag me outside.
That's good for you. So, yes, that's that part.
I have very much been enjoying my time in the crib.
Things I send Deji on Twitter.
Because I don't really want to talk about whatever the segment is where I read my text messages because I have not been present this week, truly.
You've been detached from the world?
Yeah, besides work.
Why? Oh, well, because you were focused on work. See, I don't know. Is it twofold? Like, is getting the job that fits you? And this isn't the ghetto intellectual question. Ooh, excuse me. I've been so gassy. Is getting the job that you would consider perfect for you or close to perfect worth you not being able to go outside and do what you want to do?
So it's one, I have not adjusted to the schedule, but more so it's not about the job. I've unpacked some things from last year and past years that have made me frustrated with myself.
Okay. So because you was acting.
When was I acting?
You always act.
Anyways, that's all it is.
Or it's chestnut.
So I've been in the crib because I've been trying to work on things, and I'm really trying hard not to project because people told me all last year that all I do is project. Mm-hmm.
And then you would tell us that we were wrong when we were telling you that's what you were doing.
It doesn't matter what the fuck y'all was thinking. But now I'm owning up to my shit. Okay. I was owning up to back then, but now I'm really trying to own up to it because if I feel like I'm going to project, I'm not going to speak no more because I have to figure out why I'm projecting. But I figured out why. It happened 4 years ago. So I know why. Now I just have to figure out a way to forgive and let go of that. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, well, save that conversation for somebody else.
And no, it's not anything too deep. It's just a personal decision.
I sent Deji on Twitter. This is my favorite segment because I send Deji stuff all the time.
Sure.
Most definitely. Should be funny.
Most definitely.
Some of the stuff be very funny. This one just says, Deji, what happened to the waves? What happened to the ocean? What happened to the motion in the ocean?
That's a good
thing
question.
That I send Deji on Twitter says, so niggas don't get waves anymore, just box braids, SMH. I'm gonna tell you one thing, one of the most annoying things in this world, 2020, 2021, is hearing Deji say, I need to get my hair done.
Because it's a real
and
thing.
And just walking around patting his head.
Because
I need to get my hair done. Have you talked to the lady? When can't she do
first
my
of all,
hair?
First of all, I don't talk like that.
I need
that.
To get my hair done.
I talk like that?
That's exactly how you sound in my head.
I definitely talk like that.
That's how you sound in my head.
You're funny.
I need to get my hair done.
You're funny. Yummy's a hater. Because
over I got durags in every color.
Over the past.
Oh, my look at this.
Well, the only reason why I got more durags is because I work out a lot. And I try to maintain my braids as long as I can. And you know, my hair is very curly. So when I get...
It's not. It's coarse.
Whatever, you know, coarse, whatever the word is. Yes, you know what I mean. Because I have 4C hair. So moisture gets it and it automatically does what it does. But see, Yemi sent
you,
this.
You even know, and that is just.
Why? Because I've had to figure out how to do my own hair.
Nigga, just. Y'all just supposed to be like, yeah, it's black.
Anyways, so Yemi sent in this obviously because I'm an individual. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to learn about it so I don't necessarily have to go to other people, right? Yeah, I don't go to Yemi to do my hair, right? Mm-hmm. There was times where I was doing 2-strand twists to my own head, right? So now Yemi's over here getting mad that now I'm trying to find hair plugs. Like, this is not what women do. Like, oh, yeah, y'all don't do this. Like, oh, I got a good hair lady, or here's my backup hair lady. Y'all got whole rosters. So now that I'm trying to build out my roster, Yemi got a problem with it. It's really crazy when you're trying to do the same things that everybody else does, but then people get mad at you for doing it. Now, I don't even have box braids in my head. I got cornrows in my head right now. So Yemi really capping. And most of the time, I usually have cornrows in my head. It's either to the side or straight back. So all these box braids, I'm not following the trends. I like to have my cornrows in. It looks better on my face. And until I do my individuals, but even my individuals, they don't be box braids. That's it.
That is things I send AG on Twitter. That's all I have to say about
all that. And all I have to say is I did this last hairstyle and Yemi was the only one that didn't like it. I had hella people like asking me, who is your hair lady? Or, ho, that looked good on you. And I was like, yeah, I know.
I don't like it.
You know, Yemi just doesn't like to admit that the majority of things, if not everything, looks good on me. And that's okay. You know, it's okay. We all need to be humbled. You know, one thing Yemi going to do is humble me. You know?
And one thing you going to do is humble me.
Of course.
Okay.
It goes both ways.
Okay.
Right. Yemi likes to make sure my head don't. Yeah, she makes to make sure my head don't get too big, you know. So if I'm getting glorified and, you know, I'm getting compliments, then Yemi would be like, yeah, relax, motherfucker. You're not all that. You know what I'm saying? You still ugly as fuck. You know, she'll say some shit like that.
I ain't never call you ugly because we look alike.
No, you look. We don't look. Well, I guess we do look alike. Yes, we are Irish twins. We share similarities. But you have dad's nose. I have mom's nose. And your face.
I got that nigga whole face.
Your jawline is better than mine.
Oh, period.
Yeah. So when you see me without the beard, I look weird. But, you know.
I never had anyone say anything about my jaw. Usually my lips.
I don't know what they would say. But that's nasty. I don't know what they would say about your lips.
You know what people be saying about me.
Go to hell. What the fuck? No.
It's late. This has been nothing but a G thing. Thank y'all for coming. How you doing, Day G?
I'm okay. I'm perfectly fine.
You good?
I'm fine.
We're glad to be back. We're going to be coming out with more episodes. We just have to seize every opportunity of free time that we have because we be busy. And when I say we, I mean me. I've been outside lately. Yeah. I got back from Jamaica. As soon as I touched down, I thought I was going to be on vacation still. Came back on Sunday, Friday, Saturday. I was booked DJing. What did I do on Sunday? No, Sunday I was booked. Saturday, all last week, I was outside. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I was all outside.
I have been leaning into my homebody. Usually I'm not a homebody. Like you, I would be right outside with Yemi or I would be doing my own thing. But lately, I said, you know what? Let me be a homebody.
Yeah.
Let me see what everybody's talking about.
I love it. I love being at home too, though.
You know, that peace. You know, being out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? Staying out the mess. Having people, you know.
That you be in the mess?
I shouldn't say I be in the mess. I guess I.
You are the mess? Are you the drama?
I don't know if I'm. No, I wouldn't say I'm the drama. Please, let's stop that. I give people full disclaimers about mine. Mm. Now, in every eye of the storm.
Eye of the tiger?
No, in every eye of the storm.
Somebody has to be. The one.
Exactly.
And it's usually you.
In every storm, there's an eye. There we go. That's what I was trying to say.
Well, all these sayings. Thank you so much for listening to Nothing But a G Thing. You can follow us and keep up with us on our social media when you're not getting episodes from us. I am Suki G's on everything. Suki G, 2 E's and a Z. I make this life look easy. It's not, though. I just make it look easy. And that's why I got two E's. That's on Instagram and Twitter.
You can follow me on IG and Twitter at the same thing, which is damn_Deji with 2 I's. I'm just going to say it like this.
If you are listening to this podcast, that means that you already are aware of what our Instagram is, the Nothing But A G Thing. But if not, I'll tell you, our Instagram and Twitter is nothing spelled all the way out. N-O-T-H-I-N-G, capital B, capital A, capital G, capital T. Follow us, talk to us, interact with us, send us ghetto intellectual questions. We want to hear what y'all might have to say.
Yeah, I was just going to say that y'all should be subscribing to the YouTube channel.
Absolutely.
You should definitely tune into that because
we have the vlogs are coming.
Yes, the vlogs are coming. But that's where you get to see, I guess, the truest sense of who we are. Because one thing about me, I don't do this social media where people be doing all these quirky things. I be doing everything raw, one take. So what you see,
you be raw.
What you see is what you get from me.
You know about being raw.
Don't mind Yemi, please.
All right, y'all, I'm out of here. You can keep talking to y'all.
Deuce, keep it lovely.
Cause ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. Two low down G, so we crazy. Death row is the label that pays, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fade this. But back to the lecture at hand.